All right, Kibble, say good morning. Good morning. Let us begin. Begin by thanking all of our sponsors for this morning's share. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Nisan, Seidin Simehakin, for dedicating all of the Shiurim and Drashos this month to show their Hakaras Atov to Hashem for all of his Nisim and Flos. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to bestow his Rachmonas upon us, redeem all of the hostages, bring complete Hatzlacha to Am Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, and Le'ilui Nishmas Yirachmiel Buck's father, Martin Buck, Matel Ben Chaim Leib HaKoin, Zichron Lebracha. To thank our week of learning sponsors, the Ram and Bravo families, Le'ilui Nishmas, and their father, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak. We hope that in the merit of Talmud Torah, Neshama Haven Aliyah, the family in Nechama, and most of all, we dedicate all of our learning in the schus of the return of all of our hostages, Hatzlacha for all of our soldiers, and Emeretz Hashem, B'soros Tovos for all of Klal Yisrael. With that, let us begin. Today's daf is Nun Dalet 54, and we are picking up Emeretz Hashem on Nun Gimel Amud Beis 53b, and we left off 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines up from the bottom. Itmar. No, Tana Rabbanan, sorry. Higher than that. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 lines up from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan. All right, good. It'll move. Mir Tzashem. Tan Rabbanan. Im Go'ol Yigael, Kushi Masro. So we'll say, so the pasuk over here, remember again, we are fully immersed in the topic of Meiser Sheni. And of course, as we spoke about in yesterday's daf, the excitement about being able to learn about Meiser Sheni on Erev Pesach is Baruch Hashem. Remember again, Meiser Sheni was at Erev Pesach. It's a big time for Meister Sheni. Pesach is a big time for Meister Sheni because when one was being Ola Regel, when one was coming anyway to Yerushalayim, not anyway, when one was coming to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh for the Regalim, so that was an incredible opportunity, of course, to be able to bring your Meister Sheni money, your Meister Sheni produce with you. So therefore, again, these sugyas are very apropos. So Tan Rabbanan, so the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Im Go'ol Yigael Ishmi Ma'asro, the Chamishi Soyo Seif Alav. Remember again, the Pasuk is talking about the idea that when you would redeem your Meiser Sheni, so you would add on an additional fifth. That's the halacha. So the Gemara says, interestingly enough, Mi Ma'asro V'lo Kol Ma'asro. So I will say, interestingly enough, the way the Pasuk is phrased is, if a person will redeem from his Meiser, so this is about, again, transferring sanctity from produce onto money, when you do so, you have to go ahead and add on an additional fifth. So the Gemara points out over here, the lashon of the pasuk is, if a person will redeem from his meiser. What do we see from that? That I will say, not all types of meiser sheni are redeemable. So the Gemara says, so what is this coming to exclude? Prat l'meiser sheni she'en bo shav pruta. This is coming to exclude meiser sheni that doesn't have a pruta. So also, this goes back to yesterday's daf, that aloha l'meisa, if the meiser sheni is not worth a pruta, you can't redeem it onto money, which makes sense because redemption is transactional, and a transaction you can't have a transaction with something that is less than a pruta. So remember again, I will say, based on yesterday's daf, so what do you do with Meiser Sheni that is worth less than a pruta? What do you do with that? What you do with that is you redeem that essentially onto already redeemed Meiser Sheni money. Logic being, you never redeem Meiser Sheni for the exact amount. There's always a little bit of a cushion, and therefore, again, you always have leftover monies. Always have leftover money. So I will say, so just to give her, I redeemed $500 of Meiser Sheni, you know, 2 days ago. So there's $500 sitting on my desk. That's Meiser Sheni money. It's never exact. I always added on a little bit to that. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, I can go ahead and redeem the rest. This Meiser Sheni that's less than a pruta onto those already redeemed monies. And I will say, it's just an incredible metaphor. We spoke about yesterday the idea that the metaphor in that being that whenever you perform mitzvos, you should never be exact. Whenever you perform mitzvos, you should always go ahead and add on a little bit. That's true with your actual meiser. That's true with your tzedakah. That's true with whatever you're doing. Never perform mitzvos in a way that exactly meets expectations. Always exceed expectations. But I will say, but there's another element. As we saw about that yesterday, there's another element to this. When you live your spiritual life like that, that you always go ahead and surpass expectations a little bit, then what that does is it provides you, so to speak, with gas in the tank for those other times in life that you fall a little short. CEO said, everyone has times in life where I'm not up to it. I'm not meeting expectations. The nice part is if you spend your life exceeding expectation, then in those moments where you fall below expectations, you have some gas in the tank. You have some money in the bank, so to speak. You have a little bit of credit, a little bit of a cushion to be able to fall back on. So if you look at this as sometimes in life, your Maaser Sheni is less than a Shavar Pruta. What is that? What is that a metaphor for? Sometimes in life, you know what? I'm just not living up to expectations. That's okay. Because if you've been redeeming your Maaser Sheni all of this time at a little bit of an extra amount, you have some credit. You have some cushion upon which to fall back on. Such an incredible Yisod. Itmar. Okay, so let's go back to it. So Rav Ami Amar Ein Bo. So we'll say, here's the interesting part. So now we've established that if Maaser Sheni is not worth a Shavar Pruta, so you can't redeem it onto money. But what you can do is redeem it onto previously established or previously redeemed Maaser Sheni funds. We'll say, when we say that there's not a fifth, I'm sorry, that it's not a Shavar Pruta, not a Shavar Pruta in what? In what? So Rav Ashi says, Ein Bo, in the Maaser itself. Rav Asi says, Ein Bechumsho. No. It means that there's not a Shavar Pruta in the fifth of the Maaser Sheni. The Shavar Pruta valuation is not necessarily Maaser Sheni itself, but rather, again, it's the actual additional fifth that needs to have a Shavar Pruta as well. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi. We'll say, interestingly enough, the Rambam, again, I'll save this off for later on. Hopefully we'll get to this today. But the Rambam himself, Paskins, Maaser Sheni She'in B'chumsho Shavar Pruta, Ein Mosif Alav Chomesh. So I'll say, the way the Rambam understands this over here is that Halacha L'Maaser, the Maaser Sheni itself doesn't, if the Chomesh of the Maaser Sheni doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, you don't add on an additional fifth for that. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Bo, Rabbi Shimon Melakish Amar Ein B'chumsho. So once again, Moses Machlokes Kinz Rabbi Yochanan says, the Pruta valuation ultimately again is in the Maaser Sheni itself. Rabbi Shimon Melakish says by the Chomesh. So Meisve, Maaser Sheni Shein Bo Shavar Pruta, Dayo Sheyomer, Hu B'chumsho M'chulo Amos Harishonos. So let's listen to this. The Brisa says as follows. If you have Maaser Sheni that is not worth a Pruta, Maaser Sheni is not worth a Pruta, it is enough to say that the Maaser Sheni itself and its Chomesh should be redeemed on already set aside Maaser Sheni money. So Bishlam Alamanda Amar Ein B'chumsho. So according to Mandam, who says that there needs to be a Pruta in the Chomesh, Hainu Diktani Dayo. That's why the Brisa says Dayo. It'll be enough. Da'af Agav Tebedidei Isbei. That even though, again, halach l'mayis of the Maaser Sheni is a Shavar Pruta, kevan de b'chum she leka shapir. It's not enough for the Maaser Sheni itself to be a Shavar Pruta, but what? The Chomesh also has to be a Shavar Pruta. That's why it uses the Lashon of, Dayo. Alaman d'amar ein bo my Dayo. But according to the opinion that says that it's the Maaser Sheni, there has to be a Shavar Pruta. What's the meaning of the Lashon of Dayo? To which the Gemara says Kashya. So it says that Rambam asking that Halacha L'Maisa, when you speak about being a Shavar Pruta, it's not just the Maaser Sheni has to be a Shavar Pruta, but rather it's the Chomesh that has to be a Shavar Pruta as well, in order for it to be redeemed onto funds. Incredible. Ibai Lahum. So Rabbi said, now this is a very interesting Shiloh over here. So here's what we know. Right? We're really accumulating a lot of Maaser Sheni information. Amongst that information, I now understand that Maaser Sheni itself has to be, if I redeem my own Maaser Sheni, I have to pay a Chomesh. Right? Remember again, if I redeem someone else's Maaser Sheni, or someone else redeems my Maaser Sheni, there is no Chomesh. But if you redeem your own Maaser Sheni, Chomesh. What we say now, the Shaila is, how do you calculate the Chomesh? Ibai lehu, Chumsha milagav, or Chumsha milabar. So we'll say quite literally again, is the Chomesh on the inside, or is the Chomesh on the outside? Now, what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says over here, Chumsho milagav, al shove esrim zuz, mosif arba, shin chumsho shel keren. So I will say, so essentially the Shaila is like this. There are two ways you can calculate Chomesh. What we call from the inside, I will say would mean that you go ahead and you take, let's say, for example, you have Maaser Sheni that's worth 20 zuz. So one way you could do, I will say, is go ahead and split that into five parts. Split that into five parts. And therefore, again, what's the chomesh? An additional fifth. An additional fifth. So therefore, again, if you take 20, you divide it by five. Ultimately, again, that's four. So chomesh would be adding an additional four zuz. You add on an additional fifth. So that's what it means again, milagav, you split it internally into five parts and then add on a fifth. Versus milabar means that what? Milabar essentially means you're adding on an extra quarter. Then what you do is you split it into four, right? Which in this case would be, in other words, five, and you add on an additional quarter, which would be adding on an additional five zuz. So interesting. So is the chomesh four zuz? Is the chomesh five zuz? So again, on both sides, the shaila is, are you splitting it internally into five parts and therefore adding on an additional fifth, or splitting it in four into four parts, adding on a fifth, fourth, an additional fourth. Okay, that's the shaila. Ibailu, chum shumi lekava, chum shumi lebar. Am Rabina, Tashma. Rabina says like this, let's learn from the Raisa. Habailim omrim be'esrim, becho adam be'esrim, habailim kodmim mepeshim osifin chomesh. So I was saying, listen to this. So in general, totally different topic over here. This is talking about over here, if a person went ahead and consecrated their field, and now they want to go ahead and redeem it. So remember again, the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately again, has an ability to see who's going to offer the highest price. But in general, all things being equal, the owner is generally going to win as long as he's willing to match any other price. Why? Because as the owner, when he redeems his own property, he also has to pay chomesh. So in other words, whatever bid you're going to get from someone else, as long as the owner is willing to match that bid, the owner is going to win because, again, he adds on chomesh. Fine. So therefore, I'll say this example. The Gemara says, Amar Echad, Harei Alai Be'esr Ve'echad. So I'll say, let's say again, someone puts in a competing bid. Right? So I just want to point out over here, if you look at Rashi says, Mipnei Shemosif in Chomesh. So Rashi says over here, Ve'esim Shalahem Havu Chav Hei. And in reality, a 20 Zuz bid, or a 20 Dinar bid, whatever it is, because it's land, a 20 bid is really 25 from the owners. Now what does that show you if it's 25? Now what's happening over here? That's really milabar. That's splitting it into four parts and adding on an additional quarter, a fifth quarter. Okay. So the Gemara says, Hare alai ve'esrim ve'achad. So for example, let's say Beis HaMikdash got a bid for 21, top of Nundal and 54A. Habaylim nosdin esrim v'sheish. So ultimately, again, the owners go ahead and would have to pay 26. Now we'll say, just to give you all technicalities over here, what is going to happen over here in this case over here is, the chomesh gets computed based on the original value of the land, not upon the competing offer. So in other words, the bid price increases, but the chomesh price, so to speak, remains locked in. So for example, again, the chomesh was already established at five dinar. So therefore, again, value plus chomesh would have been 25. Now what the Gemara says is if somebody puts in a bid for 21, so ultimately, again, the owners would pay 26, which is the bid price plus the chomesh. The owners would pay 27. Ultimately, 23. Right, it sounds like the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol. Right, Achos, Achos, Yachos. Achos, Achos. The Gemara goes on. So, Ve'esrim Ve'arba, Habaylim Nosim Esrim V'Teisha. Esrim V'Chomesh, Habaylim Nosim Esrim Shloshim. Lefi She'im Osifin Chomesh Al Ilui Shelzeh. So we'll say, the idea, so it just says two halachas learning out from over here. Number one, is that as long as the owner is willing to go ahead and match the bid, it's interesting, he doesn't even have to go ahead and be above the bid. He just has to match the bid. As long as he matches the bid, he's going to automatically win because his pricing or his willingness to pay is going to come up above whatever the bid is because he also has chomesh. But the point of Yerba says is that chomesh doesn't escalate, right? Chomesh is not calculated based on the latest bid. Rather, chomesh is based on the original bid or the original price. Fine. But for our purpose, we'll say, what do you see from here? Shmamina, chum shumi labar shmamina. Rav Moshe said, what you do see from here is that Chomesh is calculated from the outside, i.e., we divide the value by four and add on a fifth quarter. So therefore, again, Allah Lamaisa, if you have a piece of land worth 20, Chomesh is calculated by dividing that by four, five, and then the Chomesh is going to be an additional, the extra fifth is a fifth quarter, i.e. the valuation becomes 25 shmamim. And I will say, and that is the halacha. It's actually a very important halacha. That's how we go ahead and we calculate Chomesh by dividing the principal into four and adding on an additional fifth. In other words, a fifth quarter, that's Chomesh. Okay, incredible. So the Gemara says, by the way, Kitanoi, this is really Machlokes Tanoi. So the pasuk says by Ma'aser Sheni that you will go ahead and add on an additional fifth. Shehu v'chumsho chamisha divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that it and its additional amount will be five. These doors are Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonah said, "Omer chamishiso chomesh shel keren." One fifth of the principal. So Rabbi says, this is the same machlokes. When it says hu v'chumsho chamisha, it means how do you calculate keren? So Rabbi says, how do you calculate chomesh? This is milabar. You divide up the principal into four, and then add on an additional quarter. So there are five quarters that represents the principal and the chomesh. Other opinion says no. What do you do? Shehe hu v'chumsho. I'm sorry. So other opinion says chomesh shel keren. You divide the keren into five parts, and then add on an additional fifth. Okay, same machlokes. So first of all, we could close the door on that, right? I will say the way we paskin when it comes to the calculation of Chomesh is calculated milabar. So literally, again, you go and you take the principal, divide it by four, and then add on an additional quarter, a fifth quarter, that is your Chomesh. Beautiful. Next. Ibailu. So we'll say this is a fascinating shayla. Chomesh ma'akev or eino ma'akev. So I will say, essentially, for the redemption of Ma'aser Sheni, and by the way, I just want to point out, it's not only Ma'aser Sheni, right? We just saw when you're redeeming your property from the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to add on a Chomesh. So there are certain circumstances where redemption requires an additional fifth. So here's the shayla. Chomesh ma'akev or eino ma'akev. In any case where you need Chomesh, is that Chomesh ma'akev or not? Right? In other words, I will say, do you have to pay the Chomesh in order for the redemption to be fully complete or not? So the Gemara says, Dalet b'dalet parek, v'achnaf she mosif Chomesh, am Chomesh lo ma'akev. So we'll say, so do we see like this? If you have an item worth Dalet, right, worth four, whatever the four is. So we'll say, so first of all, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chomesh ma'akev, achi lechutz lechoma ad shitin ha'chomesh. So we'll say, so just want to point out what's happening over here. Right? In this process, so I have Ma'aser Sheni produce. Right? What am I doing? I want to transfer the Ma'aser Sheni sanctity onto money. And then what do I want to do with the produce? Eat it. Right? In other words, I want to eat it. As regular, mundane, unconsecrated produce. So the shayla is, do I have to pay the chomesh in order to be able to eat that produce out of Yerushalayim? That's my shayla. Okay, now back to the Gemara. So do we say as follows? So do we say on one hand, dalet b'dalet parek, so let's say I have produce worth 4 zuz. So do we say, okay, it's worth 4 zuz, redeem it for 4 zuz, v'achanav shei mosif chomesh. So just redeem it for 4 zuz, and then I will say, and then what? And then go ahead and then at some point in time, you have a debt of a fifth, right? So you have to pay an additional fifth, but that additional fifth does not go ahead. Rashi says, achanav shei me'elov ve'inu b'chlal ha'pidyon, sharba azuzim padu ma'aser shehu k'negdam. So I will say, do we see like this? When you have produce worth 4 zuz, okay, see, you go ahead and you deconsecrate it onto 4 zuz. And therefore, again, I will say, that's the deconsecration. The fifth is an additional amount. But that's not part of the pidyon. That's not part of the deconsecration. In other words, the deconsecration is established with the 4 zuz that corresponds to the value of the item itself. But the additional chomesh, that is not considered to be part of the redemption amount. O Dilma, Arba v'chamisha parak v'chomesh makev, or maybe not. No, maybe the chomesh ultimately again is part of the actual redemption amount. That's the shayla. I'm Ravina. So we'll say, you see, you hear the shayla? Is chomesh part of the redemption amount, or is chomesh essentially looked at as what? Like a surcharge. A surcharge. It's not part of the redemption, it's just a surcharge. That's the shayla. But say, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, after I redeem it onto the four zuz, can I eat the produce right now, or do I have to wait to pay the chomesh? Am Ravina says as follows. So tashma, hadmai ein lo chomesh, ve'ein lo beer. So let's listen to this. Demai, remember now, what's demai? Demai is produce that you purchase from an Amaretz. And I remember produce you purchase from Amaretz, I don't know if it's been tithed or not. So the halacha is, you retithe it. You retithe it. So demai, in lo chomesh, ultimately, again, there is no additional fifth. Right? There's a friend of mine, ve'ein lo beer. And we'll say again, the Shemitah year, it is not subject to the laws of beer, which essentially, we'll say, by the way, what an incredible, even though it's a different beer, it's a different beer. How incredible is that, right? Again, now beer over here, we'll say, but Shemitah means you can't store produce in your home. I'll say differently. You can only store produce in your home while it is available freely in the fields. The moment it's no longer available freely, you can't store it in your home. I'll say, but how beautiful is that? Right? Beer Shemitah, beer Chametz on Erev Pesach. I will say, what are the chances? This is ridiculous. What are the chances? A beautiful kiss on the Ribbono Shel Olam Erev Yantiv. And I will say, you're learning a Gemara like this. Come on, let's be honest. I know it's happening. You're learning this Gemara, you're like, what am I doing here? What is going on over here? I should have slept in. I could have gone ahead, played this at 2.5 speed, right? It would have fit in with my elliptical workout. It would have been perfect. I would have gotten the daf, gotten my workout, gotten an extra 50 minutes of sleep, and shalom Yisrael. And then the Ribbono Shalom says, throws in a little beer and says, no, my child, you are doing exactly what you need to do. Life isn't always enjoyable, and what you need to do isn't always enjoyable. But just because it's not fun, or just because it's not appealing, doesn't mean that you don't have to power through. Sometimes in life, you just have to keep doing, as we say many times, the pathway to inspiration is often paved with long and arduous, uninspired activity. But the only way you get to the inspiration is if you're willing to power through the moments that are uninspiring. I'm not saying I happen to love these daven, I think they're great, because to me, there is no greater hana in the world than to get to learn about things that happen in Yerushalayim, to get to learn about things that happen in the Beis HaMikdash, because just like we say karbanos each and every day, because in the absence of the ability to bring karbanos, when we say karbanos, uneshama parim sifasenu. Saying karbanos as part of davening about saying gives you a kiyum, gives you literally, again, a kiyum in karbanos. Learning about Ma'aser Sheni literally is as close as I'm going to get right now to actually bringing Ma'aser Sheni. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws in a little bit of beer in here to remind me that I'm exactly on the right track. So the Gemara says, HaKari Nyeshto. So we'll see, you see from here, that again, when it comes to Dmai, so redemption of Dmai ultimately, again, utilizes the Keren payment, but doesn't have a din of Chomesh. So my time, what's the reason? Keren Dma'akev B'doraisa, Isa B'drabanan. Because I will say redemption of Keren, which applies Doraisa. So therefore, again, even applies B'drabanan. Chomesh, Dolo Ma'akev B'doraisa, Lesa B'drabanan. But I will say Chomesh, which is not Ma'akev Doraisa, ultimately, again, doesn't apply in Dinei Drabanan. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Allah Lamaisa, Chomesh is not Ma'akev. That Chomesh is like a debt you owe, but Chomesh is not a necessity, ultimately, again, in the redemption of the Ma'aser Sheni. And because, as we'll say, by the way, just as an additional point, Chomesh doesn't apply to Drabanans. So therefore, Chomesh will not apply, ultimately, again, to... Chomesh will not apply to Dimai. So the Gemara's limit tonight. So we'll say Zimachlokes. Machlokes and I'm. Nasanas Kevlo, Nasanas Achomesh. So we'll say, let's say a person redeemed his own Ma'aser Sheni, and he paid the Keren, but he didn't pay the Chomesh. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yochal. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're good to go. You can eat. We'll say, you owe the Chomesh. The Chomesh will be a debt that you owe. but the chumash is not ma'akev. So Rabbi Yoshua Omer lo yochal. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, you cannot eat your ma'aser sheni until you go ahead and you pay your chumash. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar b'Shabbos v'divrei Rabbi Yoshua b'chol. He'll say, this is wild. This is wild. So Rabbi says that I think the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer on Shabbos, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua during the weekday. And Rabbi says, now what's the logic? What's the Shabbos weekday? What's the Shabbos weekday distinction? So Rabbi says, So remember, Rashi says, "B'Shabbos, b'pnei kavod Shabbos, lo ya'akev me'le'akol b'shvil chomesh." So Rabbi says, let's say Shabbos comes. I redeemed my ma'aser sheni on Erev Shabbos, but I forgot to pay the chomesh. I forgot to pay the fifth. So Rabbi says, for Shabbos, you could paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Out of kavod Shabbos. This way, again, enjoy your produce, utilize your produce, and the chomesh should not be ma'akev. But the halacha should follow Rabbi Yoshua during the week, that namely you shouldn't eat redeemed produce until you pay the chomesh. Incredible. Now the Gemara says, the Amar Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbos, the fact that Rabbi says that I agree with Rabbi Eliezer by Shabbos, Michlal, the Pligya Fil B'chol, tells you that Rabbi Eliezer argues even during the week, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that halacha l'maisa, chomesh is not ma'akev for the redemption of Ma'aser Sheni. Mid the Amar Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yoshua b'chol, the fact that it says that the Pesach of Rabbi Yoshua is during the week, Mechlad the Pligya Fil B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshua disagrees even on Shabbos. My love, B'Hakim Eflegi. So what are they arguing about? Rabbi Eliezer Savar Chomesh L'Ma'akev, Rabbi Yoshua Savar Chomesh Ma'akev. Suppose what this sounds like over here is the Machlokas. What's the Machlokas? Is Chomesh Ma'akev or not? As Rabbi say, when I redeem my Ma'aser Sheni, there are two buckets of payment. There is Karen, principal, and then there is the additional fifth. So the Shaila is, everyone agrees, obviously, you can't deconsecrate Ma'aser Sheni produce if you don't pay the Karen. The Shaila is, do you need to pay the additional fifth in order to have complete deconsecration of Ma'aser Sheni produce? Rabbi Eliezer, no. Again, I will say, just to be clear, everyone agrees you have to pay the Chomesh. The Shaila is payment of the Chomesh a necessity for the deconsecration of the Ma'aser Sheni produce? So Rabbi Eliezer says no, Rabbi Yoshua says yes. That's what the Gemara is suggesting over here, is their fundamental machlokas. Is their fundamental machlokas. I want to show you. Okay, you know what, we'll get to it in a... So much to do. Okay, we'll leave it for now. So Amar Papa. So Papa says, well, that's the consideration. So Papa says, actually, that's not the machlokas. Lo, the chuli alma chomesh lo ma'akev. Rabbi Papa suggests, everyone agrees, chomesh is not ma'akev. Chomesh is not ma'akev. The hacha says, it's very interesting, b'chayshina l'pshi'usa kamiflagi. They will say, here, the machlokas is, are we choshesh for pshia? So you will say, this is such an incredible yisod. What are we choshesh for? What are we choshesh for? Are we choshesh for negligence? I was about to say, it's so fascinating. The one way we could ensure that you're going to pay that chomesh is how? It's the one way to ensure you're not allowed to eat the produce until you pay the chomesh. If we tell you that you can go ahead and eat the produce with paying the principal, Karen, but just do the chomesh when you get to it. I was say, what is going to happen? Pshia. As well say, and this in general, so the Gemara says, Mar Savra Chashin L'Pshusa. So one opinion, i.e. Rabbi Yoshua holds, they're a choshesh for Pshia. And if we don't make you pay the fifth on the front end before you consume the produce, we are concerned that you're going to be negligent in paying the fifth. Umar Savra Lo Chashin L'Pshusa. And ultimately, again, the other opinion says that we're not choshesh for Pshusa. So we'll say, it's such an incredible yisod. So therefore we'll say, in Rav Papa's model, everyone agrees that me'ikar adin, the chomesh is not ma'akev. The chomesh is not ma'akev. In other words, what's ma'akev is the keren. You pay the value of the produce, you deconsecrate that onto money, and now the chomesh essentially is an additional fifth that you are chai for. Which I will say, it makes sense, right? Why does that make sense? Because if the chomesh was really ma'akev, then what? Then it should be rolled in. Then it shouldn't be called chomesh. It should just be rolled into the actual amount of redemption. The fact that you have these two payments of Keren and Chomesh indicates to us that they're different. So therefore, Me'ikra Din, what allows you to eat Ma'aser Sheni produce? When you go out and you consecrate the value onto money. And now the Chomesh is an additional amount that you owe when you deconsecrate your own Ma'aser Sheni produce. So if that's the case, so why, according to Rabbi Yoshua, can't you eat Ma'aser Sheni until you actually pay the actual Chomesh as well? Pshusa. We are concerned about negligence. We are concerned that if halacha l'maisa, we don't make you pay that before you eat it, you're not going to come to pay it. So we'll say, it's such an incredible idea. Essentially, it's the difference in life between seeing something as voluntary or obligatory. So we'll say, when something stands in your way before doing something else, then it's obligatory. When it's obligatory, something amazing happens, which is, it gets done. I'll say, on the other hand, when something is optional, right, or when something is not obligatory, it's not just when it's not obligatory, then sometimes it gets done and sometimes it doesn't get done. I will say, what an incredible and profound metaphor for life. In other words, I will say, if you want to get something done in life, the way to get it done is to tell yourself, not that this is a nice pursuit, oh, this would be great, this is a beautiful dream or aspiration, you have to make it mandatory. If it's not mandatory, it doesn't get done. I will say, we know this. I will say, it's the same thing about getting up for daf in the morning, right? If getting up for daf in the morning is something I do as long as I get enough sleep, right? Unless like you're 4 years old and going to sleep at 9 o'clock at night, no one ever has enough sleep getting up in the morning. So if it's optional, then it won't happen. If it's mandatory, I'm just using this as an example because we're all here, right? I'm saying, like, if getting up for daf in the morning is no different than putting on tefillin, both are a mandatory part of my day, that's how things get done. It's an incredible yisod in life. If you need to get something done, you need to make it mandatory. The moment that is optional is the moment it simply does not occur. It's human nature. It was no different times of the Gemara as it is now. Incredible. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hakal Modim Behekdish. So what's I say? So therefore, that seems to be kind of where the Gemara ends off. Right? Where the Gemara seems to indicate that halacha lemaisa, that whereas Me'ikra Din, the additional Chomesh really is not Ma'akev. That you can eat the deconsecrated produce as soon as you've deconsecrated the Keren, the principle. But halacha l'maisa, we're not going to let you eat the deconsecrated ma'aser sheni until you pay the chomesh. Why? Mishum pshiusa. We're afraid you're going to be negligent. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim behekdish shechilal. So the Gemara is listening to this. Rabbi Yochanan says, however, we'll say, remember, other case of chomesh is by hekdish, consecrated property. I have consecrated property, either that I consecrated, right? I consecrated my property and I want to redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash. So when you do that, you can do that, but you have to pay an additional fifth. Everyone agrees, this is incredible. Everyone agrees that halacha l'maisa, when it comes to that hekdish, that you could utilize the property even before you pay the fifth. Why? Chol v'gizbar in tov v'noso b'shuk. Because the Beis HaMikdash, there's a gizbar, there's a treasurer, and what? Somebody's going to be nudging you. Somebody's going to be nudging you in the shuk. So the Gemara says, I just want to point out just another beautiful... I'll say something very quickly. I'll say another incredible Erev Pesach, allusion over here to the shuk. And I'll say, we start the Haggadah with Halach Ma'anya. Right? And the interesting part about Halach Ma'anya is that why is it in Aramaic? The Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss has a beautiful, beautiful insight, and he explains that I will say, Erev Pesach, you have to offer up the Karan Pesach, and halalai, we should be Zilcha Mirtz Hashem. It's still time to have the Karan Pesach. I see Rav Jerry Wolanski is with us on Zoom. I am part of his Chabura for Karan Pesach. He has a Chabura, he's ready just in case, and I have the seat, Baruch Hashem. I have a piece of lamb. I have the Kedai Zakaran Pesach ready for me in Eretz Yisrael, Mirtz Hashem. Halalai, we should be Zilcha to eat it. So listen to this. So what's the halacha? The halacha is like this. The halacha is Karan Pesach is you have to have a chabura because it was eaten for dessert. So it could happen. Let's say I have a small family. I have a lamb. And now I will say, but I don't have enough people in my family to eat Korban Pesach. So what would you do? What would you do? You would go into the marketplace on Erev Pesach and you would look for chevra. And what would you say? Kol dichvin yesei v'yecho. Kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. See, I will say, if you look in the English translations of our Haggadahs, it never works. How do they translate? Kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. Whoever is in need, let him come and pass over. Almost as if Passovering is a verb, right? Let him come and pass. No, because that's not what it means. Kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach means whoever doesn't have a chelek for Korban Pesach, come and join me. And where would you recite this? In the Shuk. And what was the vernacular that people often spoke? Aramaic. So the Mincha Sasha posits that is literally the line that they would say in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, on Erev Pesach, when the Beis HaMikdash stood. And that's the very line. We say it now, Zecher LeMikdash. You say it now, Zecher LeKorban. That's how we start the Haggadah, remembering what was. But that was line of us. I learn it well. Called Ditzrech Yesev Yivsach. Because if you have a small family and you have a beautiful sheep and you need more people, that's the line you're going to go out and say in the marketplace. So I'll say, so it just brings this up in my heart. The Shuk. So same blah. Now, by the way, when you're in the Shuk, the Gizbar might find him. The Gizbar might say, hey, Debit, right? Pay up. You owe another Chomesh. So the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara suggests that when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, there is no concern about Pshia by the Chomesh, because the Gizbar would go ahead and find you. So therefore, again, when it comes to being pulled their things from the Mikdash, they're nifta, they are redeemed even without the Chomesh, because you had a Gizbar who was nudging you. Okay, so let's go back there. So the Gemara says, really, is that true? If you gave the Karen, did you give the Chomesh? Rabbi Lazar Omer Chilal. Rabbi Lazar says it's redeemed. Lo Chilal. Chom says it's not redeemed. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Nirin Divir Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Hekdesh. So ultimately, again, and yet, and Rabbi said, I agree with Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Hekdesh, for Divir Chachamim Meiser, Mida Amar Nirin Divir Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Hekdesh. The fact that it says that the words of Rabbi Eliezer appear to be Rabbi Hekdesh, Michlal, De Paligafilu B'Meiser. Sounds like he argues even by Meiser. I mean, the Amar Nirin Divir Chachamim B'Meiser, Michlal, De Inhu Pligiafilu B'Hekdesh. That makes it sound like he disagrees even by Hekdesh. Ella, I itmar hachiyata. So therefore, Rabbi says, it sounds like the Machlokis is by Hekdesh as well. Rather, you have to say it like this. Am Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim b'shabes b'hekdesh shechilo. So Rabbi says, everyone agrees, listen to this, that ultimately, again, if you have an item of Hekdesh that you redeemed before Shabbos, but didn't pay the Chomesh, everyone agrees, Rabbi says, that the item is considered redeemed and ready for use on Shabbos. Why? Number one, that it's Shabbos, and we don't want to stare your oneg Shabbos. And furthermore, the Gizbar is going to find you. The Gizbar is going to find you. He's going to track you down and ultimately, again, make you pay. Okay, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Hari Amru, Hekdish. So therefore, again, Halacha L'Maisa, just what comes out of this is, although me'ikar adin, the chomesh is not ma'akev, but yet you cannot use ma'aser sheni produce until you pay the chomesh. But not because chomesh is ma'akev, but rather why? Chashina l'pshusa. We are concerned that if we let you consume it without paying the chomesh, that what's going to happen, you're not going to end up paying it. Incredible. Amar Rav Chama, Hari Amru, Hekdish eino mischala al karka, d'rachmona amru v'nasan ha'kesef v'kamlo. So we'll say that locha is Hekdish, right? So we'll say if you have a piece of property that is Hekdish and you now want to redeem it, so remember again, you have to pay a principal plus a fifth. The principal has to be paid with money. Has to be paid with money and ultimately, again, cannot be paid. With karka. Truma, ema mishtalemes, ema mina chulin. Truma, was like, can only be paid through chulin. Shindirachman amar v'nasan ha-kohen es ha-kodesh, davar aliyos kodesh. So we'll say, now this is not the case. If I'm a non-kohen, I'm a zar, and I go ahead and I consume truma accidentally. So now I have to pay back the kohen, the truma. I have to pay with chulin. I have to pay with unconsecrated produce. So I'm going to say, if you consume truma produce, you have to pay back produce, unconsecrated produce. Chumsha man sheishtalim min acholin. So we'll say, now listen to this. What about the chomesh? Does the chomesh have to be paid? Does the chomesh have to be paid from chulin as well? Meiser in mischala ala asimo. So again, meiser. We'll say, if you go ahead and I have meiser sheni. You can't redeem my sushani on an asimon. So we'll say, what's an asimon? Essentially, an unminted coin. Unminted coin. Drachman amar v'sarta akesef biyadecha. The rabbi is called davar sheish lav tzura. So we'll say, because again, for halacha l'maisa, for my sushani redemption, you have to use coin that has a tzura, that has an image on it. So chum shomar sheish chala asimon. So we'll say, what about the chomesh? What about the additional chomesh of my sushani? Can that be redeemed on an asimon? So we'll say, see here what the shaila is. The shaila is, does the chomesh resemble the keren? In other words, do we say whatever is used for keren payment has to be used for chomesh? Or maybe no. Maybe chomesh is reckoned differently. You can use whatever you want for chomesh. So it's galgum also. So umat l'kamei de rava. So we'll say the matter escalated. It came before rava. Amalu omakra alav l'rava's chum shakamosa. So rava paskin alav means chomesh is treated exactly like keren. And whatever type of payment you need for keren, same type of payment you need for chomesh. Am Ravina, afana nami tanina. Ravina said, we also learned, hagonev truma v'lo achla meshalim tashlume kefal dirmei truma. So we also learned this, that if you steal truma, it's actually very interesting. If you steal truma, but you don't eat it. So Rabbah says, now what does that mean? The truma is be'en, the truma is extant. What's the halacha when you steal an item and the item is still in existence? What's the halacha? The item goes back. So I will say, now you stole your old kefel. So I will say, so what do you do? So again, if you didn't go ahead and eat it, so you pay back the truma plus the amount of kefel. Achla, what happens if you ate the truma? Mishalim shnei karanim. So you pay karen times two. Chomesh, so the Gemara says, v'chomesh. Karen v'chomesh minachulim. That karen to make truma. So ultimately, again, I will say, so halacha l'maisa, you pay karen and chomesh from chulin, and ultimately again, but the keren represents the made truma. Now, I will say, now remember, the value of truma is never worth the same as chulin, right? Why not? Diminished customer base. So I will say, it's actually interesting. That truma on the open market always demands less money than keren, which feels wrong to say that, right? It feels wrong to say that. Because halacha l'maaseh, truma is hektish, but nevertheless, supply and demand. There's less demand. So we'll say shema mina amud beis nadal shema mina chum shol kimoso shema mina. So we'll say bottom line halacha l'maaseh. So we're getting a lot of halacha l'maaseh. What's the takeaway? Takeaway is whatever you have to pay karen from is exactly what you have to pay chomesh from. So let's just keep it in the family. We're talking about ma'aser sheni. So the same way that ma'aser sheni has to be paid, or has to be redeemed. The keren has to be redeemed with a minted coin, a coin with a tzura. So to the chomesh requires a minted coin as well. Incredible. And that applies to anything else which has a chomesh. Amar Rava, Gabig, so the Gemara says, Gabig Gezel, Ksid, B'chamish, Yisoy, Yosef, Alof. So we'll say, by Gezel, it says, and you will pay the additional fifth. Rashi says over Gabig Gezel, Ksid, Gabig Asham, Gzelos, Ksid, Im Gezel, V'kafar, V'nishba, L'sheker, Chamishiso, chamishios harbi. So let's remember again, what's the halach over here? We had this remember again in the previous parak of Bab Matzia. I steal an item. And then I will say, what happens? I'm confronted. Now this works beautifully in the case of a shomer as well. Right? I steal an item, and then I will say, I swear that I did not steal it, and then I admit that I steal it. What's the halach? You have to pay Karen, and you have to bring an Asham Gzelos, and you have to pay an additional fifth. So we'll say, he says, v'chamishiso yosef alav. Now we'll say, that word v'chamishiso sounds like many fifths. Utnan, nasan lo asai karen v'nishpo lo ala chomesh. So we'll say, listen to this case. Imagine this following scenario. Right? I was watching Gervain's object. I went ahead and I claimed that it was stolen. In fact, I stole it myself. I swore that I didn't steal it. Then I admit that I steal it. So I have to pay karen, chomesh, asham gzelos. So we'll say, I pay back the karen, and I claim that I paid back the chomesh. But I lied. Which I will say is so wild. Right? Second time now that I'm denying the same money. This time I'm denying the chomesh. It will say, what does that teach you? If I'm lying a second time, don't say that I'm a liar, right? What does it teach me? It teaches me that change is really difficult. Change takes a really long time, and it's really hard to break habits. And even though I say when I convince myself that I'm ready to change, sometimes it's easy to backslide. So that I lie a second time about the chomesh. Hareza mosef chomesh ha-chomesh. So I say sometimes you could have to pay a fifth on the fifth. So I say this time I denied the fifth. So the fifth becomes the principal, and then that's the carrot. And then I pay another fifth on that fifth. That's my additional chomesh. And you could keep doing this. Ad shi smayt ha-keren pakos nishara pruta. And we'll say, this could keep on happening. Whereas if I keep on lying and denying the fifth, this could keep happening. And as long as there is a shaver pruta in the fifth that I am denying, ultimately, again, I am going to be chayiv. Incredible. So we'll say, gami truma ksiv, ish kiyoha kodesh bishkaga, v'yasav chamishiso alav. So we'll say, by truma it says, if a person will accidentally go ahead, a zar, an uncoin, will accidentally go ahead and eat truma, so I have to pay back principal, the chamish so you'll save all of, and I add on the additional fifth. Utinam, we learned, ha'ochal truma b'shogeg, if a person eats truma accidentally, mishalim keren b'chomesh. Ultimately, again, you have to pay principal and the fifth. Principal and the fifth. Echad ha'ochal v'echad ha'shosa v'echad ha'sach. It will say, however you benefit from truma, you eat it, you drink it, you anoint yourself with it, echad truma tor v'echad truma t'meya, mishalim chumsha v'chumsha v'chumsha. So we'll say you have to pay a fifth, and again, if need be, a fifth on the fifth. Ve'ilu gabi ma'isra lo michtav ksiv, ve'lo misnatna, yet by ma'isra it doesn't say the same thing. Ve'lo ibuye ibayilan. Gabi hektish, I will say, we don't even raise the question. Gabi hektish ksiv, im hamakdish yigal es beso, ve'yosif chamishis kesef erkecho. So we'll say, so the pasuk says by hektish, if a person, I will say, this is about a person, let's say, consecrated his property to the Beis HaMikdash, and now redeems it. If you redeem it, you have to pay principal plus a fifth. Right? Plus a fifth. So the Gemara says, and we learned, hapoda es hekdesho. If somebody goes ahead and redeems his hekdesh, mosif chomesh. He adds on a fifth. Chumsha tinan. So once you see by hekdesh, there's the concept ultimately again of a fifth. Chumsha de chumsha lo tinan. But there doesn't seem to be a provision for what? A fifth of the fifth. So we'll say, so it's interesting over here. We don't seem to see additional cases where the fifth could escalate. So the Gemara says, my. So Gavi Truma ksiv v'yasaf. So we'll say, by Truma it says v'yasaf. V'yasaf makes it sound like there are additional cases of Chomesh that could come up. Gavi Kodesh nami haksiv v'yasaf. Odilma. Gavi Truma ksiv v'yasaf. Ishaklisle, so we'll say this, by Truma it says v'yasaf. Ishaklisle levav divyasaf. Vishadisle al chamishiso, habi le chamisho sav. So I will say, so that could indicate that there are multiple. So I will say, all we're trying to figure out over here is like this. Just like I will say in the case of where you lie about stolen property, there is the ability to go ahead and literally acquire a debt for multiple fifths. Right? And I will say, how does that happen? So remember again, you lie, I pay back the Karen, but lie about the fifth. So when I keep doing that, what that could do, I'll say, is halach l'maisa, incur me additional fifths. We're just trying to see, is it possible to run into cases of additional fifths, by other scenarios? By other scenarios. Gabi hekdish ksiv v'yasav chamishis. So I'll say, all it says is, you add on the chamishis. Afa gav d'chi shaklis le'levav divayasav v'shadis le'al chamishis. So we'll say ultimately again, even if you take the vav of the yasaf and add it onto chamishis, all you get is chamishiso. You do not get chamisho sav. You'll get its fifth, but you don't get an allowance for multiple fifths. Okay. So the Gemara said, the safer play, the havile hegdish sheni. So we'll say, now the Gemara raises another interesting point. Why don't you bring up over here, I will say, that this is going to be a case of hektish sheni. So we'll say, now we're going to speak here for just a couple of moments because we're going to be out of time shortly. There's been hektish rishon and hektish sheni. So I will say, ultimately, again, hektish rishon, ultimately is a case of primary sanctity. So hektish sheni is what we'll call attributed sanctity or derivative sanctity. That is something which derives sanctity from something else. A simple example of this, meister sheni produce is hektish rishon. You redeem that onto money. That money is hekdish sheni. Now, for all intents and purposes, hekdish sheni is going to have the same type of status as hekdish rishon. It really will. But now, listen to this. So, Rabbi Yoshua Levi, a hekdish rishon Why don't you learn it after Allah Lamaisa? It's like Hekdashini. Vam Rav Yeshua ben Levi, a Hekdash Rishon Mosif Chomesh, a Hekdashini Ein Mosif Chomesh. Okay, Shavuot said, now here we go. Rav Yeshua ben Levi is introducing now an entirely different part to this conversation. Rav Yeshua ben Levi says like this, that Allah Lamaisa, on Hekdash Rishon, we add on a Chomesh, on Hekdashini, we don't add on a chumash. Okay, so let's say, so now we're going to have to analyze this a bit. I'm going to read Papi V'Ravina. Hagnava Rava. Rava said like this, chumash kitchilas hekdish dami. Then I'll say, any case of chumash is going to be like a case of tchilas hekdish. So let's say, it's machlokas. Do you add on chumash to jez hekdish rishon, or do you add on chumash to every case of an item that is kodesh, even if that item is hekdesh sheni, not hekdesh rishon, derivative hekdesh? So we'll say, by the way, I just want to point out, this has ramifications for all of our cases that we just mentioned before. I know we went very quickly through it. My havi Allah, Amr Rav Tevyum, Mishay Dabai, Amr Kra, V'yasaf, Chamishis Kesef Ekecha, Makish Chomsho L'Kesef. So we'll say, it equates ultimately, again, the chomesh to the money. Makesef Erko, Mosif Chomesh. So we'll say, just like ultimately, again, the Kesef, you got on Chomesh, Av Kesef Chomsho, Nami Mosif Chomesh. So to Rav say, to the Kesef, to the money of the Chomesh, you also add on Chomesh. So Rav say, what do you see from here? You see from here that the halacha of Chomesh applies even to derivative Kiddusha. So Rav say, so again, we know this. Now Maaseh Sheni is not going to be a good rule, because again, Rav say, essentially, once you go ahead and you redeem Maaseh Sheni with money, so there's a Chomesh, because halacha l'maaseh, again, you pay a Chomesh on your own redemption. And remember again, you can't start redeeming that money for other things afterwards. You can use the money to buy produce, but that's really it. You can't really redeem the produce back onto money again. But I've also said, but essentially any other case, but for example, the case of where I steal an object, I swear that I didn't steal it. And then I admit, so I'm going to have to pay what? I'm going to have to pay Karen and Chomesh. If I lie about the Chomesh, then what Rabbi say? The Chomesh becomes Karen, and then there's Chomesh on that. So we see that there could be so the bottom line, we'll stop over here for today. But bottom line, okay, we did good and we got a lot of Pesach Torah also. But bottom line, Rabbosai, the way we pass can is that Allah Lamaisa, there is Chomesh, and there is also Chomesh on derivative items as well. Rabbosai, tremendous. We should be Zochem Miras Hashem to bring our Maaseh Sheni. Bottom line, we should just be Zochem Miras Hashem to bring our Maaseh Sheni ultimately to the Beis HaMikdash, to be able to go ahead and bring you with us as we are all the regular, there's still time. Shibizochem Yart Hashem to Yon Tevav V'Nocha Sham Min HaPsochim U'Min HaZvochim. But either way, wherever we are, we should just be zochem to continue to learn Torah together for many years to come. Shkoyah Tevra. Alright, Tevra on Zoom. A good Yantiv, such a special one. We're going to be able to learn with all of you. See you in Yart Hashem on Chol HaMoed. The last year's, the dapper from last year's second been posted on the podcast. So all of you on my Yom Tov Sheni already, you can get a little bit of a head start. Shkeich everyone, and Lecha Kasher V'Sameach. I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I didn't say four, I said six.